for Americans, the city that was home to 320,000 people before ISIS still evokes chills. In 2004, four Americans working for the defense contractor Blackwater were ambushed and killed, their mutilated bodies dragged through Fallujah's streets by cheering residents, who then hanged two from the iron bridge that spans the Euphrates River. The killings led to a bloody retaliation by U.S. forces, including the killing of unarmed protesters. What followed was the start of Al-Qaeda in Iraq, which took root among Fallujah's narrow alleyways. 15 years on, there is still a deep bitterness among many in Fallujah against the U.S. military. "The U.S. entered Iraq saying they had liberated us," says Hamid Al-Arsan, deputy chairman of the Fallujah City Council, sitting in his office, which overlooks the infamous bridge, but they dismantled services with no future plan. Fallujah now has fresher traumas. ISIS-affiliated groups seized the city in January 2014. While most people fled the city, nearly 60,000 endured more than 2 years under ISIS rule. For those who remained, the risks were lethal. In June 2014, as Iraqi forces fought to retake the city, Sufyan Kher Alan Mohsen, 52, piled his wife and five children into a car to leave. It was a fateful decision. On the edge of town, a missile exploded near his vehicle, killing his wife and three of his children. Mohsen was badly injured, with his left arm mangled and his face disfigured. A former professional handball player, he now works in a store selling bird hunting gear. He describes his life as a grim psychological struggle. Months ago, he applied to the government for compensation for his dead family members. "They gave me a receipt, but I have had no answer," he says, as he flips through pictures on his phone, showing his wife lying dead in a blue and gold headscarf and his 17-year-old son's corpse on a gurney. As Iraq emerges from the fog of another war, the damage is not only to buildings and infrastructure. That, in the end, is repairable with enough money. The ravaged psyches and the cycle of hatred could prove far more difficult and lengthy to fix. For now, Iraqis appear weary of conflict and desperate for peace. "We have given a lot of sacrifices in this war to push the terrorists out," Al-Abadi says. ISIS, he adds, caused millions of displaced people. They killed many people. Just another in a chain of events, the unforeseen consequences that followed the night the first U.S. bombs fell on Baghdad 15 years ago.